Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Ches, the Halachos of Havdalah, and we're going to be starting Siman Chavov. Mishena Mariach, a person who is not able to smell, either because the person has a genetic issue and he's not able to smell in general, or specifically the person right now has a stuffed nose, and he's not able to smell the b'samim. Lo yivarach al b'samim. He should not be mavarach on the psalmim. I feel like kashemoytzi acherim gedolim. Even if he's being motzi other people who are able to smell, so he should argue he should be able to say the bracha and be motzi them. Now we know by birchas hamitzvos, even though the person is not doing the mitzvah themselves, they can make the bracha for somebody else. So a person can say kiddush even though they are not being used to kiddush to much other people. And once you're saying kiddush, they can say the Rav Pirkei Avot and be motzi somebody else in the Rav Pirkei Avot, because the Rav Pirkei Avot goes agav the kiddush, gets the same halacha as a birchas hamitzvah, that al pi sheyotza motzi even the person not being yotza themselves right now, because they're yotza already, or they want to be yotza later on, even though they do not need this bracha, they can say the bracha to motzi somebody else. Therefore, the question comes up now: we are masada the bracha of the besamim on the case. So as much as we are masada the bracha of the psalm on the kais, and we know that the Rav Pirkei Avot, he can say Rav Pirkei Avot and be motzi somebody else in Rav Pirkei Avot. And the same way he can be motzi somebody else in Havdalah, maybe he can be motzi somebody else in the bracha of the psalm as well. So the answer to that is not correct. Since the bracha of the psalm, even though we are masada on the kais, can be said independently. So Mikra then it's a separate bracha, which we also are masada on the kais for the mile of having an ala kais. It's not an intrinsic part of the Havdalah that the halacha that one can say the bracha of Havdalah to much as somebody. The person can say the bracha of Rav Pirkei Avot, even though they're not drinking, to much as somebody when it's part of Havdalah or Kiddush. But the person cannot say the bracha of Besamim to much as somebody else if they themselves are not going to be being Nehenna. Like any other brachas in Nehenna, which one cannot be motzi somebody else, the berachos in the henan. Im lo yishem motzi b'nei beis ha'ktanim shigiyu l'chinuch. The one exception is if he has children which have reached the age of chinuch and need to hear the bracha, so he can say the bracha b'nei motzi them. So that is a bracha that he's saying, not b'taris havdol, the regular b'nei b'samim, he's setting a b'taris the mitzvah of chinuch to his children. In that situation, he can say it. Other people do not answer amen, because it's not a bala bracha for him. He doesn't need it. He can't be yotze with it. He's allowed to say it. It's a mitzvah. His b'nei beisoy. So a person has an issue. He can't make the rabbi b'nei mesam himself. He's being mitzvah his children in Havdalah. It would be confusing to them not to hear B'nei B'nei B'Samim, and they would think that you don't say B'nei B'nei B'Samim. So part of his kiddush is to say B'nei B'nei B'Samim. They should hear the Havdalah like they normally hear it. So he needs to say it for them. So he's allowed to do that, even though he himself is not going to be able to say it. But it's not considered hafsek, because this is part of his chiyuv to be mechanech his children. But for everybody else, there's no reason why they should answer amen, because it's not a real bracha. So that's that situation. The Chayyim now moves on to the halachas of Ner. Kiyum and Shoya Osir Lahadik Ner Kala Shabbos. Since one may not light a Ner on Shabbos. Havi Kiyilu Nizkaj Atta Briyosu. Kamoy Shahoya Mishashay Bereshis. So to commemorate what was in the Zman of the Bria of the fire. So in some ways, Moshe Shabbos is unique to that. A, we know that the Medrash tells us that fire was added to the world. Russia put the Chochmah to Adam Rishon to understand to make fire on Moshe Shabbos. But it's even a further connection, because one cannot make a fire on Shabbos. Now one is able to make a fire. So it's similar to the Bria, the time of the Bria, where there wasn't fire, and then all of a sudden fire was introduced. So Moshe Shabbos, fire is reintroduced, in a certain sense, to the world. One is able to make make a fire. And therefore, it's appropriate to give bracha on the nair on Motzei Shabbos. One is not machuyev to get a nair to make a bracha on. If he has a nair, he should do so. And that's a mitzvah to do it. But it's not ma'akev in the Havdalah that one must do that. Or it's not ma'akev, one must. So it's similar to someone like we said before. If you have a summon, you make a bracha. If you don't, you're not machuyev to wait to be mechazer achreya, to go seek it out, to be able to say the Havdalah. If a person subsequently gets the b'samim or the nair on Motzei Shabbos, they make the bracha without the kais. And if not, that week they didn't make the bracha. Okay. Now, this would indicate that this is not a birchas and a henin, that one can't benefit from the or until they made a bracha on it, because then one will be mechuyev to seek it out. We'll clarify more about that, Beis Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.